welcome back to No Free Drinks. This is Lena D, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hey, it's Maddie.
Hey, it's Wesley.
And believe it or not, this is the season slash series finale of No Free Drinks. Ooh. As we know it. And for those of you that have been listening to our last couple of episodes, so episode 49, which was the Gold Diggers, and episode 48, we talked about how we're changing things up a bit. And we sat down, thought about progress that we've made, where we are, how happy we are with the direction that the podcast is going in, and like talked about some of the things that we wanted to change. So we're bringing you basically the wrap up of No Free Drinks as you know it before we officially come out again as Bold and Body. So we have a fun episode planned for you today. We want to talk about our favorite episodes, our favorite topics that we enjoy talking about as No Free Drinks, and also talk about some of our listener comments, fan mail that we got. And
that's what you call it, fan mail?
I'm pretty sure that was hate mail.
That's hate mail.
I mean, you got to take the love with the hate. So otherwise, it ain't real. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And of course, we'll wrap up with some reflections before you hear us again.
I have a reflection right now. This wine sucks.
I'm sorry. My bad. Anyway, let's keep going.
So, Wesley.
Tell them how you really feel. Jeez. Yeah,
this wine tastes all fermented and just ugh. I'm still drinking it though. All right, what's up? Sorry. What's that?
It's weird because you've drank it before and had no issue with it.
But it wasn't like this though. It didn't taste like this. Oh no, there's something off. I had donuts too, so.
It's probably the sugar and the fact that it's red wine.
Hey, well, you know what? Life is good. Anyway, all right, let's go. What's up? Wesley, what's going on with me? What's going on?
All right, so let's start off with the first topic. So, favorite episodes.
My favorite episodes. I have to say the mental health episode and my boys on the barbershop. Shout out to Nico. Shout out to Brock. Shout out to Chad. Sorry about that.
I'm going to agree with you. My favorite also was the barbershop. I don't think I laughed so hard during any other episode than listening to the barbershop, and had to like stop and compose myself because I listen to it while I'm at work. So I'm just like, they're going to look at me like, this chick is crazy.
Do you have like an office, or are you like out in the open?
I'm in a cubicle and they're open. So it's just like people could walk by, see me laughing. Like, there's nothing funny about that spreadsheet, first of all. Or it's just like, if I'm literally staring at a spreadsheet and just laughing hysterically, it's like, what are you going through right now? I'm like, nothing. I can't tell them that I'm listening to some fools.
Yeah, I mean, contrary to popular belief, that is actually a somewhat semi-normal guy conversation where it's just all jokes and like that's how it lays itself out to be, just all jokes and seriousness and then more jokes and then more seriousness and then more jokes.
I can totally see that. I mean, yeah. When I heard the barbershop, I wasn't particularly surprised because I'm well aware that when the boys get together, like that's just their language. But it's interesting. I mean, I obviously can tell why it's one of Wesley's favorite episodes, because like he felt like he was like, you know, in this like dude bro environment, I guess. And like you could really just shoot the shit.
Wait, what y'all talking about? I enjoy your company too. Like, what the
heck? No, but it was different, right?
Oh, I was going to let you say that. Like,
it was a special episode, and you actually had like, you know, he had other his dudes. Friends.
They were allowed to come over and play.
And my boy Chad, man. Oh my gosh! Like to this day, like actually yesterday, I still got somebody that said, "Yo, like your boy Chad is insane. He's crazy."
Nah.
I was like, "That's been my boy for years. I like that motherfucker."
And so then, Maddie, I'm interested to know why you like the episode so much.
Mainly, again, because it was absolutely hilarious. But it was like just being a fly on the wall. You know, you can hang out with your guy friends, even if you're the only female in the group. And it's like, you can tell, like, they're holding back. So to hear this, it's just like, so this is how y'all are when there's literally no women around
basically
for miles.
Basically.
And it's just like, y'all are some idiots. But I appreciated it. I did. It was hilarious, but it was also enlightening. Because in those moments where they were serious, it's just like, okay, not all guys are dirtbags.
No.
Like, not all guys are the piece of shit that we expect them to be or that we make them out to be. Like, they said some deep shit during that episode. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool. See, that's cool because I've heard like, contrasting opinions on it. So I've heard you're actually one of the few women that actually like the episode.
Really?
Yes, I've heard a lot of praise from guys and stuff, but I've heard nothing but like shit about women that actually listen to
it. I need to hear this shit, please.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. So it's very interesting. I was like, wait, I want to hear why you liked it because I actually thought it was funny. And I was like, well, that's what dudes talk about. Like, girls talk shit all the time when they're with their girlfriends. And like,
but they can't usually, handle it when guys do it, though.
But usually when women talk, like, you don't talk like that if there's a dude around. Like, you just got the shit that you talk about. And it's like, well, you know, you keep it real with your girlfriends. So it was interesting to me that when other women were listening to dudes being like in their natural habitat, like they were just like,
look at them in the wild.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
As he talks about
this
sex.
Is a young gentleman in the wild. Watch as he approaches the female. Like,
but I thought it was cool. And like, I like your like fly on the wall comment because I think that summarizes it really nicely. But it gives you a sense, I think, of like dudes are just as real as women are. And they talk about shit that they're like dealing and thinking about. And like, you are going to see that people have different points of view. Like, not all guys think the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, like more like generally it was like, oh, that was like a fuckboy episode. Like, that was the worst episode I've listened to.
That was not a fuckboy episode.
Oh my gosh.
That totally wasn't a fuckboy episode. Like, and my thing is this, like, if you can't handle like men talking like that, then like, why? But another part of me is also like, I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, that right there, like, there are episodes where I'm just like really like holding back. I don't want to piss off the female audience. The episode right there, I gave zero fucks. Like,
because you're with your boys.
I'm with my boys. I just want to chill. I just want to feel relaxed and stuff. You know, we had a couple drinks. Like, nah, like, chill out. Like, if you don't like the episode, then you need to change the channel and listen to another episode. But this is probably not the episode for you because it's going to be all dudes and we're going to talk a whole lot of shit. So.
I'm really surprised, like, that a majority of women didn't like it.
And most of it was just jokes. Most of it was jokes. It was just all jokes. Like, Chet, out of probably all of everybody, people will tell me that Chet was, like, the wildest one. And even then, absolutely. Chet was holding back. Because Chet, he's not that kind of guy to hold back. And there's some stuff that I edited out that really wasn't for, like, the ears
of some
people.
That would have been worse, people. Probably.
It was bad. So, like, a lot of that stuff was pretty edited out. It was very, like, I would say out of a scale of 0 to 100 in the tame and not tame, I would say that was like a 60 to 65. That's a D+, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what the grading scale is, that's a D+ out of tame and not tame.
But I think it just brings to reality
actually,
that.
I think that's a D.
D?
Yeah. 60 to 65, you borderline failing.
You're like,
I think that's actually D-.
The scoring is off. But I think it also highlights how there's still a lack of understanding of how, like, women have their own language when they get together and men have their own language when they get together. But I think a lot of the shit that goes down or the misunderstandings between men and women happen because I don't think that there's enough awareness of how the other groups communicate when they're in their natural habitat.
I felt like go ahead. No, my bad.
I was going to say, like, when I'm thinking about a fuckboy, I'm thinking it's like tomfoolery. It's just like, this is just some foolishness and disrespect. And
in that episode,
there was definitely tomfoolery.
Yeah.
Y'all are some fools.
Yeah, but there's
absolutely
no,
nobody's going to argue that. But there was no disrespect. I didn't feel disrespect. At any point
there was
disrespected.
No disrespect. We, nah.
Like,
we didn't do that.
There's some shit where you listen to it and it's just like, this man is an idiot.
Yeah.
And I would probably never let him around me, my friends, my nieces, nephews, daughters, none of that. Like, sir, you're not babysitting, none of that shit. But at the same time, like, if he was in a group, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, why is he here? Ew, gross. Like, right. Please leave. Ask him to leave or I'm leaving. Like, yeah, there was no part of the conversation where I was just like, I don't want to listen to this shit. And I've listened to men interact at some points where I'm just like, y'all are hella disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And
yeah.
I have no interest in even hearing this.
I totally remember that. Because I'm just thinking about like when my dad would get together with his friends in our backyard. And there were certain people that you just knew you don't go out there because you're not going to like what you're going to hear. And like my dad would be respectful enough to be like, you know what? Don't come out to the backyard because it's better that you stay inside.
Exactly.
And so then there are gradients of that, obviously.
And the guys that were on there were, you know, ranging from, you know, somewhat ethical to somewhat decent. And basically
somewhat
to like the edge of the scale would be like wild shady and wild disrespectful. And I think we had like all that in between. Like, and we didn't do the wild shady stuff. We almost said some wild shady stuff, but we didn't say wild shady stuff or disrespectful stuff. I felt like the Chica's chat was tame by comparison, because you have one like y'all talking about, you know, dinosaur dildos and shit to like we talking about like some crazy ass shit. Huh?
We didn't talk about dinosaur dildos.
Yeah, we did.
They were dragons.
Oh, sorry. Dragon dildos. My bad.
They're different.
There's a difference between dinosaurs and dragons.
I'm sorry. Y'all was talking about some fantasy reality Dragon Ball Z fucking anime type shit. And we talk about
she was talking about her tentacle sex.
We talked about tentacle porn, which is not, well, I guess it is anime, but it's different.
Y'all talk about some teen some fucking, what's that Titan show called? Y'all talk about that.
We didn't talk about Teen
Titans. Nobody talked about Teen Titans. Talking about?
With the Titans that eat people.
Attack on Titan. We didn't talk
the
about
fuck
that.
Y'all
all that shit. And
did you listen to the episode?
I did. I'm just making shit up. All I know is that y'all was tame.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite
episodes. It was super tame, though. I feel like.
But it wasn't super tame.
I feel like ladies talk about wild, shady shit, and y'all could have been a little bit more. I was expecting more shadiness, to be honest. And when I didn't hear the shadiness, I heard like the nice, prim, proper shit. I was like, come on, guys. Y'all talk about tentacle
porn. I think there's the other difference with
that. That's like the wildest shit y'all talk about right now. Come on.
The other difference with that, I think, is you knew every single person that you recorded with, right?
Yeah.
For a while. Like, you already had an established friendship with them.
Yeah. That's true.
For some of us, that day was like the first time we met.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you're not going to have, like, I'm not going to get reckless with some chick that I just met for the first time.
What I'm saying is that,
like, hey, so you know how I like my man to do me. Nah, we're not talking about that. Hi, my name is Maddie.
That lady bond where there's that one person that's going to say the wild, shady stuff, and then everybody starts acting wild, shady for no reason.
Yeah, we hadn't drank enough of that.
Yeah.
As a group of strangers.
But it was also like literally like people that have like they were recording a podcast for the same time for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were nervous too. But like, I had a bunch of people on there that was their first time too. That was Nico's first time, I think.
Well, out of
shout out to Nico. Hey, Nico.
Hey, Nico. And that was definitely Chad's first time.
Right. But half of your group had
y'all
experience.
Knew each other.
Okay. And you all knew each other.
Yeah, that's
so it's different when you bring people that have never met each other for the first time. But it was one of my favorite episodes because I liked having such different points of view. And it was fun because I'm usually the only like perspective of a woman on the, or before
at
I was
that
like
point
the
in time.
At that point in time, I was the only perspective of a woman on the podcast. So it was great to have so many different points of view and especially to have opposing points of view, which I really had fun talking about. Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, okay, well, this is the shade I've thrown on celibate people. But
which she still throws, by the way. If you could only see the look that she gave me, like, oh, it's so sad. You're still celibate, huh? Sorry. <Wow. laughs>
I mean, it wasn't that bad. But I'm just saying.
I can like, see it in your eyes.
My eyes.
I can see it when you smile.
But so that was one of my favorite episodes. But so overall, you could see on the like co-host spectrum, the barbershop won out as favorite episode of the season, I guess.
Yep.
So favorite topic. So I did have Chica's Chat as my favorite episode, but I actually really enjoyed a lot of the topics that we covered and I really couldn't choose one. So the series were the ones that I enjoyed the most. So like when we had multiple episodes that were related to the same topic, but we didn't just spend one episode talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like doing the deep dives and really looking at not just our experience or our opinions, but looking at the facts and bringing new information to the table that people didn't know. So that was one of my favorite things. So like those series were kind of like the sexual anatomy and safe sex. So for those of you that haven't listened to them, episodes 15 through 19, it includes the juice box monologues, which is all about the anatomy of the vulva, the vagine. For guys that don't know what the fuck they're doing, go check it out. And for ladies,
for the ladies that have never looked at it in the mirror, go check it out too. Y'all need to get it together.
Yeah, just have a party. Okay. No glove, no love.
Okay.
What?
Side note, there are a lot of women that have never actually looked at their vaginas. Like,
it's
look at it, it's different for a dude because you look down and plow, your penis
I get it. Just, I got
well, you literally have to like
parts on the
squat.
Outside and you're on the inside.
Yeah, but you either have to like squat over
that's
a mirror.
That's such a kindergarten definition.
Inside or the outside. Yeah. No, but seriously, sometimes you got to like squat in front of a mirror or something. Or
lay down, have the full length mirror. Like,
yeah.
Put your leg up. I'm just joking. You don't got to do all that. Well, maybe okay, you do. Good. Depends on how you be trying to go.
But it speaks to having comfort with your body.
No, I'm not. That's not it. I'm just like, you never looked at your own vagina before.
Some women haven't. Or they don't do it until like when
later on in
like
life.
Late teens.
Oh, yeah. Or when
20s.
They have thrush or something. Like that's when they start looking like, oh my God.
Is that thrush?
Yeah. Yeah. There's some white discharge come out of my damn.
Is like, this Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Fuck. By the way, thrush is scientific for yeast infection. Sorry.
Wait, who says that?
I don't know. I felt like that was a good way to say it.
Well,
no, that really felt like it was some disease that you would have died on Oregon Trail.
Oh my God.
Like, your entire colony died
like
of thrush.
Thrush.
Like, thrush.
Like, what's going on? Y'all bacon or something? What the fuck? Y'all bacon? What the hell?
Your oxen has all died from thrush.
There's 2% of the population left.
Damn, yo, Oregon Trail is a shit. Side note. Okay, but back to what we were talking about.
But it's actually a very good segue into No Glove, No Love, because that was all about being protected and not getting things that are worse than thrush. And then the Python of Love, which was about the penis, which, you know, needs
there.
Love too. It's there. And then, of course, women's empowerment. And when we did like a tribute to Me Too, all of those episodes you guys need to listen to, I'll list them out for you. Episode 28 was Me Too, the introductory episode of the series. Episode 41 was Me Too, No More Domestic Violence. And episode 46 was Down with the Patriarchy. And of course, I want my ladies to get paid. So episode 44 was Get That Equal Pay. So
get that money, honey.
Get it? So those were my favorite topics.
So mine was the mental health episode. So that was episode 31, Woosah and Flo. And it was mainly because I just feel like in the minority community, it's not talked about, or it's not talked about enough. And it doesn't get enough. It doesn't get enough attention.
Definitely not.
And if it does, it's always looked at as a bad thing, you know? Yeah. So,
which I think is crazy because like now, just to kind of add to that, like the NBA started doing stuff about it,
mm-hmm.
where like what's his name, the Toronto player, oh shit, I forgot his name, and Kevin Love came out, and apparently the Cleveland basketball coach Tyronn Lue came out. Well, they said that he was out due to medical leave, but we never knew why. But I guess part of it was he had anxiety issues. And
I remember
that just that. Yeah, and that just like that threw me. I was like, wow, like coaches get anxiety like that. Like
DeRozan,
damn.
Anybody,
DeMar DeRozan, yeah, DeMar DeRozan.
Anybody's susceptible to it.
Yeah.
And so what I liked about it is that it was really from more of a angle of our communities, like our Black and Brown communities, that usually deny it or don't know the resources that are available to them. And so shout out to Banza Esperanza, who was our co-host for that episode. But I thought it was a very important topic. And she's like a very vocal champion about mental health. Mm-hmm. And she's even brave enough to be open about her own personal experiences and mm-hmm. giving actionable advice that other people that haven't thought about it. Like, it was a very eye-opening episode for me as well. So that's a good one.
I really appreciated that one.
Yeah. My favorite was we spoke about our childhoods and stuff, about that for
the
me
numbers
was my
game?
Favorite. Huh?
No, that was a numbers that game. Was that was game. Mama always said.
Mama always said. Yeah. That, yeah. No, it's mom, yeah, always it was mom said. Always said. Mom always said that was one of my favorite episodes because we highlighted certain things that happened within our childhoods, and I think that was a very organic episode because we all had different points of our lives where the same things kind of happened to us, but I guess in some sort of different ways. But it was always like, for me, like that was always my favorite episode besides the barbershop, of course. But the barbershop was just me and my boys. And
we in case you shit. Haven't listened to it and you want to go back and catch it, it's episode 38. Mom always said. I did enjoy that one also, just because although we grew up in close proximity, we had such different upbringings.
Yeah.
And I think to somebody outside of a minority community, they pretty much like to dump us all into the same bucket. It was just a good way for us to highlight, like, okay, we're related. We grew up in the same family. We're both Haitian.
Yep.
A year apart in age,
yep.
But have such different views. You know, and it's like, this is where it came from. So I really did like that one also.
Yeah.
Like, we're different, but the same.
What I liked about that one, at least recording it, is that we were like, okay, we were going to cover certain things that we thought would at least be a common thread with our listeners, like things that they mm-hmm. might care about or that they might have experienced in a different way. But what I enjoyed about it is that it actually took me back to my childhood and like actually thinking about some of the things that I don't think about every day anymore, but yeah. that has really shaped who I am. And so I really liked that part. It was kind of like a little time machine and I wasn't expecting it while we were recording it. So I really liked that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's definitely a good one. All right. What's your favorite listener comments though? My favorite is the Earth Mama comment.
Shout out to Earth Mama.
I was just like, man.
She's made a couple comments on our post.
Yeah, no, she has. And they've all been.
Double shout out to Earth Mama.
So, and they've all been really good. Don't you unsubscribe, Earth Mama. I'm coming after you if you don't. So I'm just
wow. So that's not how we keep listeners. We don't threaten them.
Do not threaten.
We just threaten all our listeners. Gun point.
That's offensive.
Knife point.
No, that's all right, violent. No points. No you point. Will go to jail.
No point.
No point. All right, no points.
That's the point of your threat right now. There is none. Carry on.
So, yeah, like, I respected all of her viewpoints and stuff. So I definitely liked it. I definitely like it. It was a change of pace for some of the other comments we've gotten. So let's just put it that way. That'll lead into something else. But we're going to tell y'all a little later.
Build the suspense.
I did appreciate like having our viewpoints challenged.
Yeah.
Because we're not putting out content just for people that think like us.
Nah.
Like we want to hear your thoughts. We want to be challenged. We want to have a conversation. I think that helps because I did appreciate that she came back and responded to our response
like,
to her.
I like
because that was my biggest fear that she would just like feel offended.
Yeah,
and
that's what
be
I thought
like,
too. I was like,
fuck them, I'm out.
No,
I was like, please
that
don't
for
unsubscribe.
Sure.
Like, nah, we ain't like that. You know, we really good peoples. Like,
yeah. And I love how she was like, I had to hit pause.
Word.
So it was a good one, but yeah, that was it's good. I like that interaction. That was part of like the goals that we set forward. It's like we want to have these interactions with our listeners or followers that may not necessarily be listening, but if you see something in our Instagram account and you want to have a conversation about it, like you're more than welcome to, even if you 1,000% disagree with what we're saying.
Right. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Miss Janine, Miss underscore Janine. She's like right off day one. So I got to give a special shout out to her for sure. That's Miss Day number one. So I'm gonna put that out there.
So she is actually the person who commented for my favorite comment.
Hey.
And it was the conversation that we had on IG about M&M's.
M&M love.
And Valentine's Day candy. So she essentially, in the episode about side chicks, I believe, we were talking about the side chick Valentine's Day and how side chicks have no day. And I was like, if they did, mine would be the day after Valentine's Day because the Valentine's Day candy is on sale.
There you go.
And she really went out and looked for it and found some candy that was on sale.
There you go.
So it's just like, yo, I'm really out here trying to save y'all money. And I'm so glad she was just like, I did save money, sis. So it's like, I appreciate you, girl. Like, they know I'm not lying.
Yeah, you know what my favorite like candy is though? All by all Milky Way bars. I love Milky Way bars.
I hate Milky Way bars.
I hate that nougat.
It's just caramel. It's just too much going on. Like, I need some texture. Like, I feel like that's old people.
You like Three Musketeers?
No. Again, it's just too much going on. That's old people candy.
It's like moosey, like, come on.
So I think of Milky Way as like the Snickers without nuts, and I prefer the nuts, but I know that you would die.
I'm allergic. I'm allergic.
You would die if you ate Snickers.
I would die if I ate a Snickers bar.
Now that I know that, keep fucking with me. Here, have this Milky Way bar.
Oh, and you know what else? I like 1,000 grand. But they don't make 1,000 grand like that anymore.
100 grand?
Or 100 grand?
It's 100 grand.
It's 100 grand.
That's why I was looking at you like that. Like, where did you come from?
I don't know,
this
man.
Made
it's
up
something with grand
candy.
In it. I just like it.
Like, I, you know, I'm so special. I made my own fucking candy.
I made my
candy.
Own fucking candy.
That's why they don't make it no shit. More because nobody ever made shit. It, sir.
It's the same shit.
He took the wrapper, wrote an extra zero on it.
That's had enough zero on it.
How you
bit.
Forging candy?
1,000 grand on deck.
It's a private label, 100 grand. Yeah. Like, 1,000 grand.
Man, fuck payday. Payday sucks.
Sir, did you use a Sharpie on this?
Fuck paydays.
Well, I mean, both of your listener comments are amazing, but you always got to take the good with the bad.
Oh, man, we got to read it. Can we read it?
I'm going to get there. But I will preface it by saying that you always have to like acknowledge, I think, if you're really going to have an inclusive, safe place for people to have a conversation, you're going to have to acknowledge even like the stuff that you're kind of like not quite sure how to respond when you first read it, or you feel like, you know what, maybe we weren't listening to the same thing, or there has to be something that we ended up on two different planets. But regardless, we're still going to have a conversation and try to come to a middle ground about it. So before I open up what this listener, it wasn't a comment. It was actually an email that we got directly. To
Not chill. She wrote you a 4-page letter. Like, she was on some Aaliyah shit.
So we did get this email. And one of the things that I realized as I was thinking about, like, hey, what are these things, like favorite comments or listener
responses.
Like responses and either love mail, hate mail, whatever you want to call it. We actually never talked about this one. So before we wrapped up No Free Drinks, I did want to talk about it. And so we've met this listener at the Sex Expo, which we talked about in a couple of our episodes ago.
Chatterbait, girls on deck.
Bound we're not chatter. Talking about Chatterbait right now.
What? Chatterbait. Right.
But I wanted to highlight it.
Huh?
Because
Yeah, you could. All right.
You're actually gonna look it up.
What is? I don't know what that is.
I wouldn't look it up on that computer though.
This is my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can look it up then. All right.
So back
you say
to
Chatterbait.
Yeah,
like back to the Sex Expo.
Sorry.
Letter. And so I want to continue, listeners. I want to continue to encourage listeners to contact us and just tell us how they feel. You know, like I said that before, like it's an open dialogue. Even as we transition into Bold and Body, that's something that's not going to change about our podcast. So, and because we hadn't acknowledged this before, that's why I'm acknowledging it.
All right.
And the specific topic of this letter that was sent to us is around consent. And we did talk about the importance of consent in episode 40, like no means no. But I think this was another angle of that conversation that this listener reference in her letter that we didn't completely touch on, but we kind of did. But I did want to read that part of her letter.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, let's hear this hate.
And so she's specifically talking about coercion. And if you're just saying just the tip, it tells me that someone has probably already said no to having sex with you. One no is enough. And anything other than that, anything other than respecting the no that the person has said is a violation of the person's trust and autonomy. So as that individual who's continuing to pressure the other person with the phrase of, can I just put the tip in or just the tip? The question that she had was, why would you want to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with you? So want to address that because I thought it was a valid point And
there's another point, but I'm gonna make it because it has something to do with me too. So she specifically called myself and Brock out. So I'm gonna put that. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna let you finish. But this
did you just Kanye her?
No, I didn't Kanye her, but I'm gonna let you finish your point.
I mean, I was done. I'm trying to get your point of view on it because I don't say to people just the tip.
Oh, I don't say that either.
Hey, sir, just put the tip in. I don't want the whole thing.
No, but that's not what I was gonna talk about. Like that's all the way wrong, clearly.
Okay, so you wanna refer to a few chapters. I'm sorry. It feels like chapters.
Yeah,
but a few paragraphs above.
Oh, don't just yeah.
So yeah. I'll set it up for the
Okay, wait, listeners. Can we close this one out first?
Yeah, let's close this one out
first. Because we're trying to talk about like the topic of coercion and consent, which was this particular one, which I thought was important because we did talk about the importance in that other episode about no means no, that if a woman says no, if the man isn't listening to you or if he's continuing to make advances, then a part of keeping your safety is getting out of that situation. But then for the person that is saying like, oh, can I just put the tip in even though you've already said no? Mm-hmm. Like, what is that dynamic or what's going through that person's head that makes them still want to press for sex in that case when the other party is obviously saying no?
Well, I mean, they clearly don't respect you and like they keep pressuring you to do something that you don't want to do. So like clearly that's not the person for you and you need to kick them in the balls if some crazy shit goes down. That's just me.
You really just whispered that whole thing.
Oh, I did?
I'm in the same room.
No, I know. I'm pretty sure this picked up everything I just said.
Some bomb-ass mics.
Yeah, these some bomb-ass mics, though.
Okay. And I mean, I guess if I were to put myself in a man's shoes, which I don't really know if that would be accurate or if it would. But anyway, just speaking from trying to pretend that I'm in that state of mind, like, I just do think it comes down to how you see that other individual. And I think most times some men that are forceful with trying to have sex or get sex from someone don't really care of who they are to begin with.
They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about, they just want to like bust that nut and then just walk away like nothing happened. And you need to just like, If somebody says something like that, of course, you just got to fucking walk away. Don't even stay. Don't even be near that person because that presents a danger to you and your well-being. So,
yeah. So I think that's where the responsibility then falls on the other person that's getting accosted and saying, I'm going to walk away from the situation and I'm never going to answer any of your texts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but.
Okay.
Oh, Maddie says she wants to set it up. So I'm gonna let you set it up. Oh.
Well, there was two things because two things. Okay. I think the part of her email that really was unsettling was the follow up to that, the next paragraph after this, where she goes, also if the person being penetrated says just the tip, that means just the tip.
Yo, come on.
Unless they then say, I want it all, then it's on. Just the tip is a really messed up innuendo and it quote unquote still works because in the case of, I'm not sure what the stands
penis
for.
Penis and vagina sex.
Oh, yeah, that's too fancy. I'm old school. penis and vagina sex. The person being penetrated has not only been conditioned to believe that they are solely a vessel through which others derive sexual pleasure and their consent is unimportant. Just the tip still works because agreeing to just the tip gives the illusion of autonomy. That's either agreeing to just the tip and knowing that it'll be more or refusing or possibly being physically forced and harmed in the process. That part just really bothered me. Just as a woman, to make it seem that you should ever feel like you're forced to say okay to just the tip. Or to feel like, all right, yeah. Because she's essentially saying, if you're agreeing to just the tip, it's because you have diminished your value. And I think that that's too black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some women who might just be like, that's all I want. That's not saying that they see themselves as just a vessel for somebody else's sexual pleasure. because I could agree to that because that's all I want also.
It's part
Is it like- strange? To me, yes, because personally, I wouldn't want that. But for somebody that does, I can't tell them that it's because they have allowed themselves to be victimized if that's what they're agreeing to. Now, if you feel pressured into doing something, that's different.
Right. It's not in a black and white scenario. So there are people that would be pressured. So that was the one that we just talked about. But then for people that are willingly asking for that and that's what they want, that's like part of the fact that like, okay, that's what you want.
Because
like, you're just being vocal about what you want in bed.
I'm just saying, what if he has a really big dick and I'm just like, I can't take all of that. Just put the tip in.
Look.
I'm just saying, right?
You're like, there are scenarios where physical body proportions, you just got to make
where
it work.
I'm just like, no, sir, an inch and a half, that's it. That's how, nope, nothing but beyond that. Mm. I'm not saying like that. There could be situations and I just feel like it's too... It's just messed up to be like, oh, well, if you accept that, then you're just allowing yourself to be a vessel for somebody else's pleasure. Because if I'm agreeing to it, why can't it be because that's what I want?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it from the perspective of the woman bringing it up. Right. Now, if it's a situation where you as a woman say, I do not want to have any kind of penis and vagina, PIV, what up? I'm learning shit. But if I want no kind of interaction with your dick and you come at me like, how about just a tip?
Then that's...
That's different.
That's the...
But if I'm saying, nah, all I want is a tip, all right, please, that's all I want, nothing more,
right,
then I'm allowed to just want that, no? Right. No, I
agree. So there's one thing I wanted to get to.
So can I... I'm going to set you up for that?
Yeah.
So this is when she went in. I need to be honest. And I feel like at this point she would have flipped her hair, right?
I went my hair back and forth.
I stopped listening to the podcast after episode 22. This is before I came on. I just wanted to point that out.
I You're like, this was not my doing.
Nope, I had no parts of this. But I considered stopping after the episode with Chris Donahue, I think, when Brock and Wesley stated that they weren't at all interested in exploring prostate pleasure without an admission of the internalized homophobia, misogyny, and toxic masculine stereotypes of black men that might be making them hesitant to explore this part of their sexuality.
You know what?
Let's go.
Let's go. Number one, I can't understand for the life of me, why can't I just be a masculine black man? Number one. Number two, do you know how many times, like, you know, you see like a I'll put it like this. And I had this conversation a while ago with somebody else. I'm not understanding why anytime you have to see a black man, he has to be this effeminate black man. Why can't he just be a man, a black man, just a man? Like, I'm not understanding that. Like, toxic masculinity, the fuck you talking about?
So you don't like the way toxic masculinity is used as an umbrella term for all forms of masculinity?
Of course. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, what's toxic about me being who I am? Like, maybe I just don't like things in my butt. I'm just saying. Like, I don't understand, like, why me not liking things in my butt means that I'm a homophobic person. I'm just not understanding that. And number three, I'm gonna keep going. There's a list of things that I need to get off my chest.
All right, tell him why you're mad then, and then I won't interrupt.
Number one.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't I just not like things in my butt? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. It's just the way you said it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just
it's
saying.
Not fair.
That.
I mean, women don't. So not all women like stuff in their butt either.
I don't.
I'm just
like, stay away from
the
my
fuck?
Butt. Thank you. You can touch it. You can grab it. Don't put anything
is
in
it,
there.
Is it toxic femininity if I say like, oh, let's do anal, and you say no? Does that mean that that's toxic?
And so, but the thing is, actually, go on
maybe
with your number
okay,
three.
Okay, no, number four.
I thought we were on number three.
No,
that was number
three. That was number three. That number was four, number three. Right? She says that, like, but NFD is super heteronormative. All right, cool. Whatever. If you listen to all our episodes and we're super heteronormative, why does that give you a right to say that? Because that's like a bad thing. And the reason why I say that is because we had, like, what's her name? She was on ESPN. Her name was Jemele Hill. Mm-hmm. And she came out, not her necessarily, but she supported like this story that said that black, like straight black men are the white men of black men. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
That makes no fucking sense. Like, I can't be a person or whatever. I can't be this, just this guy that just happens to like women and not be toxic. I don't remember saying that I hated gay people, so I don't know where that toxic, like the internalized homophobia came from, just because I don't like things in my butt. I mean, maybe you like things in your butt, and that's cool. That's how you move. I don't like things in my butt, so I don't move that way. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Does that make me a toxic person because I just said that on a podcast? No, that's just shit that I don't like. I can't just have boundaries like you have boundaries. Come on, man.
The issue that I really had with, for real, right?
I'm done. But that was a lot, though. But that's why I'm mad.
The issue that I really had, like, this just needs to be a segment. I'm about to make this a segment. Like, just tell them why you mad, guys.
just pull like it all out
just
there.
You just need to vent.
We need to.
I know I say that as a joke, but shit, maybe we need that. But I felt like it was unfair to immediately say that it was homophobic. Like, I have a sexual preference. And beyond that, you're essentially reducing a homosexual person to their sexual act. And I feel like there's more to being homosexual than how you have sex.
But it's even, I think even to push that a little bit further, it's not about homo versus heterosexuality. It's about sexuality in general. And sexuality is very different for every single individual involved.
Yeah, but then, if that's what you're saying, then if that's how you're interpreting it as, then I will say this: if that's the case, then that shouldn't be like butter on the toast for everything that happens. Like, you shouldn't be saying that because you deal with things your way. That means that everybody's got to deal with it in that way and in that fashion. Like, and I don't like that toxic masculinity bullshit because that's just an excuse for people saying stuff. Yeah, I will admit there is some toxic masculinity, but what myself and Brock did was just saying that that's not how we move. That's not our preference. Why is that such a bad thing when I say it? Because why? Because I'm a black man that just happens to not like things in his butt. I'm not understanding that. And that whole thing where she's like, oh, because we're black POCs that we just got to represent everybody. Sometimes things aren't for people. Like, I don't like Roseanne, right? Does that mean that I would recommend that to Roseanne? No, maybe Lena D might like Roseanne.
I don't.
Does that mean that she would like to, does that mean that everybody's gonna like Roseanne? Fuck no. So why would you spread that out for everybody, for every black man that you see on this POC?
Now, I feel her in terms of how the black community and minority communities react and treat homosexuals, trans people, like the LGBTQ, alphabet stew that they got going on right now.
That, like, I get.
That I understand. But I think, again, it's just unfair to throw that around for everything. Like,
yeah.
My reasoning for not liking a certain sexual act might not have anything to do with that. You don't know my personal history. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've experienced. You don't know why I don't like this.
Like, it's just like,
there are women that don't like to be like doggy style. They don't like when a dude hits it from the back. Maybe it reminds them of a bad experience. Like, you're not going to blame them or say that this makes them whatever it is that you feel like because they don't like this one particular thing.
Like, and misogynistic? What was misogynistic about saying that we just have a preference for certain things?
Well, the thing that I have a problem with...
Let me finish this one statement. Brock has said continuously and throughout the episodes that he don't like anal and he don't like doing anal with women. So he said that continuously. So does that make him misogynistic because he don't like putting it in girls' butts?
He doesn't like having things put into his butt or putting anything into somebody else's butt.
Exactly.
What kind of horrible person is he?
What kind of horrible person is he? Like,
it's like he just hates.
Come on,
butt.
Man. Like, let's stop the bullshit. Like, you just didn't like what we said because we might have rubbed you the wrong way. And you know what? We rub a lot of people the wrong way. So get in line, like the rest of everybody else, and get this work. Let's go.
So what I was going to say about the toxic masculinity part is that I'm not understanding how a personal preference harms society.
That's the second time we've heard this.
There's two parts of that toxicity with masculinity. It's like harming society and then harming yourself. So harming men in general. It's not like, oh, this is impacting like your decision to not want to experiment sexually with your prostate has no bearing on anybody else. And it's not toxic to yourself because you don't necessarily enjoy it.
And
if anything, it's just you missing out on a particular experience or a feeling.
Basically, and like, we've never ever said you. That. Yeah, that's on me. And we've never ever come out the pocket and say,
Everyone does that
is blah, blah, blah. Like, we've never, as a matter of fact, we've said the opposite of that a lot, a whole lot. And I feel like this whole, you know, everything that men do is toxic. It's starting to get real old real fast. I get it. There are Harvey Weinsteins and Bill Cosbys of the world, but not every man that you see is Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby. Not every man that you see is catcalling the shit out of you. And I'm tired of hearing that. Not all masculine men are toxic. And that's the part that I'm trying to get across. And that's the part that irritates the shit out of me. It's like everything that we do, oh, it's toxic. If this is toxic, that's toxic.
I think it has.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
It has very much become an umbrella term, and it's just like the it term to throw around, without giving any kind of understanding to what it actually means, where it comes from, and how it should actually be applied.
Right, men can actually be
differentiate
assholes.
Between a male who's suffering from the effects of toxic masculinity and a guy who's just being a dude. And I know people hate the term "boys will be boys."
But girls will be girls too. What the fuck? That's not that is a saying too. The turn of phrase is that's what's wrong. Like, if we're gonna use turn of phrases, they can be easily reversed.
No, it's
we
the
can
thing
always
that
say some stuff.
Boys will be boys is used as an excuse for bad behavior.
It's like you don't have to explain it because
that's just
they're a man or
you're just
a boy.
Yeah, that's just how boys are.
So okay, so I'll maybe take it a step further. A little boy is running around pinching a little girl. Will you tell me that boys will be boys at that point? Because what ends up happening a lot of times, this is what I'm seeing, like, especially with the stuff that I do, is that, like, whenever boys act out a certain way, especially when they're little boys, like, they have all the energy in the world. And sometimes boys will get into certain things. They will do.
Are you about to say boys will be boys?
I'm saying boys will be boys. Like, you know, sometimes they won't listen to you, or sometimes, but that doesn't mean that you got to drug them up, feed them real, and tell them that, oh, this behavior is bad because you're not really supposed to run around like that and do this and do that. That's a little kid. Like, come on, man.
And I think that's the thing. That's where the term boys will be boys should be applied.
Yes.
Like, in terms of little kids. Having
around.
Energy,
yes.
Like climbing trees, that's boys will be boys. But now boys will be boys is used as, oh, that group of men just gang raped that woman. Boys will be boys. Like,
or
nah.
Locker room talk.
Yeah,
right?
That's like, where we have an issue with that term. And again, it's just, it's become easier now to just make all men villains. And it's easier to just use toxic masculinity as an umbrella term and say, hey, You're guilty of this.
Yeah, and so. I think it's because it's an easy way out to, like, in a way, and I think this is how it ends up being used so much, is because when a man, like, and we covered this in one of our episodes where we talked about when a man is saying something, everybody listens, but if it's a woman that's saying it, like, all of a sudden, like, you have to wait for a man to say it, or you have
to
re-explain yourself,
and yeah.
You have to prove yourself in order for you to be taken seriously. And so,
the patriarchy episode, right?
Right,
episode
it was 46. In the patriarchy episode. But when it comes to these issues, what still needs to be held, like, the men that are doing the shit that is toxic need to be held accountable for their shit.
Most definitely.
But so what's happening is that those men are not being held accountable. And so then, instead of having the hard conversations with the people that you should be having those hard conversations with, it's being thrown, like, all the men are being thrown under the bus, right? And so then men are now being expected to be held accountable for the actions of other men.
Somebody else, yeah.
because nobody actually wants to sit down and hold the real men that are responsible for those actions.
That sounds
and
very familiar.
What?
That one person is representing the whole group of people. It sounds like black people as a whole. Like one person fucks up.
That's every group.
Everybody fucks up.
Like, that's just every group.
That's, I think that's every, like, minority.
Everybody so except Yakubians, basically. All right, let's go.
So I think it's like every minority group, but it's actually interesting that you make that inflection because now it's like men have never had to defend themselves for anything.
Nope.
Men have never had to explain why they're doing what they're doing because there were literally just other men making decisions along with them. And so we are in a point in history
that
where...
That also sounds like something else too. Like, that sounds like some Hitler shit. Like, oh yeah, because Hitler told me to do it. Like, I was under the orders of what's his face.
No, that's no. different. Because what Lena D is saying, same thing. No,
no, it's not
saying that...
That's how crimes
happen. Men were never able to be held or... they never needed to be held accountable for certain behaviors because it was excused by the other men that were around them.
Oh, okay, I see.
But
what
until there's a woman or there's a minority,
right,
or
right.
there's someone that's other in well, that group to be like, hey,
chill
that's
out.
Racist.
Yeah.
That's misogynistic.
Right.
That's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just like, what the fuck? Where'd you come from? Nobody's ever told me that before because my crew right here has always had my back on it.
Well, you only need to turn one person. You know what I'm saying? Tell them to do the right thing.
And so what I'm saying is that, and I mean, that's why you still have the Bill Cosbys that are how many years now later being called out for the shit that they did?
Word.
Because they didn't get called out back then.
Yeah.
So like it.
Or they were called out and nobody cared
nobody
because
cared
it was
listen.
The norm.
Because of the other men that were
yeah.
sanctioning it. They're saying, oh, yeah, no, that's cool. Like, we're not going to say anything. Oh, it's just a woman. But so then now what you're dealing with, like sort of like the. This whole now toxic umbrella, because now it is impacting you as a man that doesn't hold those beliefs. So it is something that I would feel frustrated about as well yeah. if I'm just getting swept under the same rug as everybody else.
Yeah, when I hear
that's
stuff
essentially like me
trash.
Walking up to you and
like,
it's just like, oh, are you the maid? Like, bitch, what?
It's like, what? Yeah, so it's, I mean, it makes sense. I see why you're frustrated, but like you have... You also have to take into consideration that it's not like a personal shot. It's just that people are getting on these trend buses
and not getting the fuck off.
But then not even actually digging a layer deeper to really understand what do you really mean by what you're saying? And how is it that XYZ really fits
nah,
into that?
I would ask, do you really even know what you're saying? Like I've been to some countries where toxic masculinity like runs awry. It's a mess. It's a fucking nightmare. I'm not trying to say the U.S. is any better either.
Definitely not.
It's definitely not. But what I will say is this. Like, for all the, like, that those blanket criticisms that you make of men, like, it's the more of the reason why, like, men are doing that MGTOW shit. Like, men are starting to say, like, I'm going my own way. I'm not dealing with you no more. I'm not dealing with this shit. Because it's so much less stressful if I don't have to hear the words toxic masculinity to me because I'm a masculine man. I don't necessarily hold those beliefs, but you paint me into this big ass umbrella as if like any decision that I make is the bad decision. Like I don't want to have kids at 36. I literally seen an article where it's like a man who didn't have kids. He was in his late 30s and he didn't want to have kids that he was a child. Like that's some bullshit. That's some Mickey Mouse bullshit. I don't like that shit. That to me is crazy, but I digress.
Yeah, you here definitely we went on a full rant.
Well, we understand why
you asked me, tell them why I'm mad. That's why I'm mad. Because nobody understands the things that they say. And like when people say words don't hurt. No, words hurt. They hurt a lot.
Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will shatter souls.
Yeah.
So just remember that. And if you haven't heard that in forever, throwback.
Wow. Wow.
All right. So I think that ends it for our faves, but we did want to let you know what's coming up next.
Yes.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
So what? I was so I obviously got to a lot of thinking during some of the stuff because it's almost been a year since we started the podcast. We released the first few episodes of No Free Drinks the end of June. I want to say it was like June 26th or 28th or something like that, whatever that Wednesday was.
Surprise, motherfuckers, we're still here.
And we're still here. But it was like, wow, like it's almost been an entire year.
Not
26th
yet, I'm just saying.
But do you remember why we started the podcast? Like, you have any thoughts, things that come to your head?
The reason why we started a podcast was basically to stop the fuckery of dating. All of the fuckery of dating.
Well, I just kind of wanted my own soapbox.
Wow.
And I was really happy to get it. I was very excited about that. I've always been very vocal. I mean, you know that. And never really been shy about expressing my
I'm mad to get it off our soapbox. What's next? Come on. Don't say nothing.
Hey, I'm still on my fucking soapbox. I didn't get off yet.
Call Mike. Call Mike.
Hello, hello.
Seriously. But what I realized this past year is that...
So I'm going to let you finish, Lena D, but...
Why the fuck you got to be interrupting me? Jesus Christ. I should have never said I had my soapbox. Now I'm just going to go on and talk for longer. But I realized that what's even more fun and important to me is not necessarily expressing my opinions, but talking about the unsung heroes and the untold stories that... people just don't even think about sometimes, or that they don't get enough attention, or like when we talked about the unequal pay and like all of those different resources and kind of just really unearthing all of these other facts. Like, it's not just about my opinion, but it's like having this platform that we're creating and that we're investing our time in. It's because we want it to be something that other people can benefit from. And we also want to showcase other opinions and give a voice to people that don't feel that they have a voice. So that's what I really got excited about, and the fact that, hey, we're actually doing something that speaks to diverse communities and that we can have an impact on like how they see things, or can actually tell stories that other people haven't told before in mainstream media. So as we transition to Bold and Body, I thought you were going to do a much better sound effect than that.
Hooray.
And the Bold and Body episode will actually launch immediately next week.
Yeah.
So there isn't going to be a break between this season series finale and our premiere.
That's right, motherfuckers. We're coming back.
But I just want to, yep, we're coming back. There's no downtime. But then do remember that it will be a bi-weekly podcast. So then after that, we will be off for a week, and then we'll come back the week after that.
Yep.
But so don't miss us too much.
No, don't do that. But I just want to make sure that people understand that we're staying committed to having this be your platform too. And like I said, disagreements, comments, questions. Obviously, we read a whole bunch of listener comments and things that they sent over to us in this episode. But that's still going to be true to who we are. So don't stop doing that. Like, yes, we right. really enjoy that.
I will ether your ass if you come at me.
As we've just seen.
That is so encouraging.
No, but I don't think that... I think what we want to point out is we don't want you, as our listeners, to feel that we're not going to respond, we're not going to actually read them.
No, definitely not.
Or yeah. that we're just going to ignore you.
Yeah.
Like, no, we want to hear what you have to say, and we will respond. It might not be immediate sometimes, because clearly... some people need to take the time to gather their bullets.
Oh, no. You know, it's funny. Like, I forgot about that letter until, like, I seen it again. I was like, oh, yeah, there's this thing. There we go. And I was about to send some hateful ass stuff. I was like, you know what? Let me chill. Let me relax. She's a lot younger than I am. I need to relax. I need to be composed, and I need to not respond.
And not be a toxic masculine.
And not to be a toxic masculine man, because apparently being a masculine man is not enough. I got to be toxic too.
And sometimes you're trash.
Oh, yeah. And I'm trash.
Did we talk about that one?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we didn't talk about how men are trash, and like apparently all men are trash until they, you know, go to compost or some shit. But we ain't going to get into that.
Touch on that.
So we ain't
going
to get into that.
Either way. So man, we start.
That's an opposite.
That's another.
Like.
All right. So clearly we tired and we need to go. Because none of us can talk anymore.
Yeah, man.
But so that's it for No Free Drinks. You'll still find us. We'll still be on all of our social media platforms. Right. You can still reach us via email. And as we said, if you're already on the mailing list, if you're already subscribing, nothing. If you're already on the email list, remember, there's no interruption. You're still going to be transitioned seamlessly. No pain whatsoever. And we can't wait to see you over at Bold and Body.
Bold and Body.
And for emails, you can still reach us at nofreedrinks@gmail.com. But we will also have boldandbody@gmail.com if you want to email us there too. Hey, so either way, we'll be checking both.
Bold and Body. Bold. Sorry. All right. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Adios.
Bye.